Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It was a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful night.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man Radio, the Rashad Ridge Morning Show. Today is the day, Election Day. If you have not voted, it is time to get out. Vote today. Make a plan. Make it happen. If you have an absentee ballot, do not mail it in. You could either A, spoil the ballot by signing an affidavit when voting in person, or you can drop the ballot off in a drop box location if your county provides one. Make sure your vote counts. If you have any problems, call 1-866-OUR-VOTE. That's 1-866-OUR-VOTE. I will continue to bring you political analysis on CBS 46 News, CBS National, as well as Peachtree TV as the election night continues. Ladies and gentlemen, we've spoken about him often on this show. The man who introduced the Senate Bill 1083, H.R. 40 Commission to Study and Develop Reparation Proposals for African Americans Act, none other than former presidential candidate, Senator Cory Booker. Senator Booker, good to have you on the show.
It is so good to be on the show. I can't tell you that, especially this morning.
Absolutely, man. There's a lot happening. You've been in the middle of this from day one, advocating, fighting hard. Obviously, you have a lot of people who are very, very, very supportive of your leadership. Let's talk about what you see happening in the American government, man. Is this not a battle for the soul and character of the country?
It really is. I mean, just simple ideals like, you know, love thy neighbor. You know, We should not allow Americans to be without health care. We should not allow Americans to be in a situation where they put aside their life-saving prescription drugs because they can't afford it. We should not allow our Americans slammed hard by the pandemic, who've lost their jobs, not to be there for them, as this administration has done, is cut unemployment benefits. So this is really, to me, an election in the midst of the fourth largest mass casualty event in American history, for us not to be there for each other. So there's two clear choices on where to go in this election. One is about compassion, empathy, being there for your neighbor as they struggle. The other one, well, we've seen for 4 years a president who's tried to tear down health care, has done nothing on prescription drugs, has prioritized a Supreme Court justice over a pandemic rescue plan. And so this is really one of those elections where we have to get out and speak, because it is not an exaggeration to say lives depend upon it.
I think it's hella ironic that people who call themselves pro-life are anti-mask. It doesn't make sense to me whatsoever. I interviewed Senator Harris a few days ago, Senator Booker, and what I noticed is that the issues Senator Harris is talking about and Joe Biden are talking about, they're not even on the agenda for the opposition party. They're not on the agenda for Trump. They're not on the agenda for Senator Perdue. Usually, we would have the same issues but different methodologies to get there. This election, the issues are very, very different. The conversations are contrast. Would you not agree?
I am stunned. I was listening to the Trump speak last night and Biden speak last night.
Yeah.
And it was stunning to me, jarring to how much the president was all about just blame and smear and fear. And was not about, hey, I recognize we have death tolls climbing. I recognize that maybe the stock market is good, but people who go to supermarket are struggling.
Right.
There was none of that vision. While you talk to, you listen to Biden, he specifically says, we need to heal our country. We need a plan for this pandemic, and I have one. We need to secure healthcare and expand it. There were specifics. They were talking to the soul of America. And I know people are angry, and maybe that tough talk, machismo of Donald Trump, maybe he's appealing to people. But this is a time in America where we are at our best when we come together, stick together, stand together, work together. And I just know I want a president that really believes in those values, lives them, and shows them in how he goes about his life.
Let me break down a couple of stats, because I want you to speak to a specific demographic on this question. Out of all of the black men who are registered, 69% casted a vote in the last election cycle. 80% of black women who are registered cast a vote. 78% of white women who are registered cast a vote, and 76% of white men. In other words, black women are the highest performing demographic of voters in the United States of America, and black men are the lowest performers in that same bracket. I want you to speak specifically to black men about why voting today, or voting period, is such an important dynamic in how policy is shaped, not only for them, but also those they love.
Well, when we say lives depend on this election, we also have to recognize some other data. I mean, black men have the lowest life expectancy rate in America. Black men have the highest rates of hypertension, diabetes. Black men are most likely in America to be shot by the police. Mm-hmm. Black men, I could go through the data of the difficulties African-American men are facing. And these are real issues in our lives. I live in a black community in a city. I was a mayor of a majority black city. And I sit with fellas up, you know, when we whether it's in my neighborhood, on the corner, in the barbershop. And sometimes, folks, I still remember one time we were having a loud, funny conversation where it was 2016, and somebody said to me, you know, why should I vote? Obama didn't do anything for us. And I just jumped up, you know, and just said, you've got to be kidding me. And I pointed down the street. I said, that park that we built when I was mayor, that was done because we got an increasing in something called Green Acres Fund from Barack Obama. You see the new high school we built? That was built because of the increased fund, Title I funding from Obama. Do you see the affordable housing that was built here? That was also done. We weren't getting under the Bush administration. We got in for Obama. You see the job training resources that we have that have helped to increase, to drive down the unemployment rate. So I just broke it down. But unfortunately, a lot of us just can't connect our voting and our voter engagement with the stuff that's happening in our lives. But I'm telling you, knowing Kamala as my sister in the Senate and Joe, there are things that they have that we are going to push through, like just access to capital. McKinsey came out with a study, the consulting firm, that blacks had the same access to capital for businesses, starting businesses, as whites did. You would see over a $1 trillion expansion in our economy. They have a specific plan to increase access to capital, make more dollars out there for black entrepreneurialism. These are the things I know can get done. And this is the powerful thing about y'all in Georgia. You know, my parents lived in Atlanta for 20 years up till the time I was a senator. And this is something happened going on for you all that nobody else has got in the country. Number one, you are a battleground state. If Biden wins Georgia, it's over. Number two, you are the only state that has two Senate seats up right now. You go to the polls, you have a chance of making sure that Biden has something Obama didn't have for 6 years of his presidency, which is a Senate that will work with him. In other words, Obama was thwarted for most of his presidency by Mitch McConnell. You all have a chance in Atlanta to flip that. And if that happens, then all of these bills I'm talking about, all of these visions, they actually pass, unlike what Obama had, which was Mitch McConnell, who calls himself the Grim Reaper, that would stop bill after bill after bill from us addressing the issue. So this is a chance that Georgia has a chance to switch our government in a way that the unemployment insurance, the unemployment insurance is extended, that the minimum wage is raised, that the healthcare costs come down and are expanded. It is so much power in the hands of Georgians in this election that to not use your power is to become complicit in your own undoing.
Wow. Wow. Senator Booker, I know you're pressed for time. Here's the one recommendation I have for everyone in the Senate, everyone in the House. There's an opportunity now to flip the Senate, to win the presidency. You already have the House. If that happens, if the universe aligns and that happens on this election day, I highly, highly encourage all of you all in D.C. who will be the new power charger for the country to do everything you can immediately pass progressive legislation, immediately start working on the disparity issues. Don't wait for the consensus from moderates or Republicans to do so. My only suggestion.
No, listen, I need you to come up in D.C. and tell folks that. But I think the good thing about Biden-Harris is they get it. And I mean no disrespect. I think Obama is one of our greatest presidents ever. But you know, they were so focused on healthcare.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things that a lot of layups that we've got to do,
right,
as you said, when we first get in there to show people I voted at the end of 2020 and here it is 2021 and I've got more opportunity, more access, more equality, more money in the bank.
There you go. There you go. Senator, always a pleasure, my friend.
Very much so. Thank you for everything you're doing, man. You've been a powerful voice in this crisis that we're in. So thank you.
So have you. Thanks, Senator.
All right, bye-bye now.
All right. Senator Cory Booker, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.